the first thing I tell people is they're going to get something that they didn't expect. It's just completely a mind-blowing experience to have. It's hard to explain what the experience is actually going to be for each individual because it is different for everybody. Every time you go, and there's a lot of people that go a second, a third time, a fifth time, a 30th time for that reason, because it's just it's a different show every time. And what we do is we like to combine science, technology, comedy, kind of an old school style vaudeville comedy, with these three intelligent but very innocent beings kind of encountering a society for the first time, the situations they get in when this encounter happens.
And is there any dialogue?
There's not, actually. It's kind of one of the beautiful parts of Blue Man Group that we kind of speak through all the universal languages, such as one of the big ones is rhythm, tribal drumming. There's kind of something unspoken about how when you play a good drum beat, everyone bobs their head the same way or kind of, you know, stomps their foot or something happens physically in someone as a result of the music, and that's kind of the dialogue of the show, per se, the music that we play. There's a little bit of spoken word, a little bit of voiceover to kind of, the voice of the space speaks to us and kind of helps us through some things. For the most part, though, there's no dialogue.
Talk a little about your background and how you got this job.
Well, I kind of pursued all my passions and ended up, what I like to say is lucking out, when I got this job, just because I was a musician and an actor, but neither had I pursued in a professional training post-college, because I was already kind of getting into the application of the talent, especially with music. Basically, I kind of dropped off the theater scene because I was in a band that was actually trying to pay bills with our music. So I had done that for about 6 years. I played hand percussion. The band was called Glory Dive. It was out of North Carolina. And after the last year or so of doing that, I realized I need to step it up a notch, challenge myself, and put a package together of my talents and send it into Blue Man Group. I had seen Blue Man Group come through on tour in Raleigh, North Carolina. They had a megastar tour that came through there. And so after seeing that show, I knew I had to send them something. And they got back in touch with me, and the rest is history. It went through the audition process.
Do you consider yourself now more of an actor or a musician or a comedian or a little of all of them?
I maybe just performer. I think I just would like to blanket statement that I'm performer, just because, you know, there's so many things that go into being a blue man that I would love to pursue all of those talents in a more serious way after Blue Man, or maybe even while I still have this job. But definitely just a performer, and I mean, I think more of a musician still. That's kind of what I do outside of Blue Man right now, so probably leaning to the musician side still.
And just describe your costume prep as far as shaving versus a bald cap and applying all the makeup and such.
Yeah, well, actually, oddly enough, we do use bald caps as Blue Man. We basically give ourselves about an hour to get ready. A lot of that has to do with having a really thorough sound check, stretching, and then there's a communal aspect to that as well. We hang out in the dressing room, putting some music on, having the inside jokes, and then that way we can get started on a connection that we can then spread with the audience once the show starts. But the actual physical process of getting ready involves we glue down a bald cap over our hair, because most of us, or all of us, have hair. So we look fairly normal out in public, which is actually another fun part of the job. It's kind of like being Superman and going into the phone booth really quick and ripping off the shirt and tie. And so we throw the bald cap on, and then we eventually put down grease paint over everything, and that's what covers our head and makes the eyes stand out. Everyone thinks Blue Men are like holding their eyes open as big as they can, and really it's the paint that kind of just makes the eyes pop out. And that's about it. It's a pretty simple process, actually.
Any unusual or negative side effects from having all that paint on like that?
Not at all. A lot of the guys actually talk about it's like getting a facial every day. It's like it's actually kind of cleansing, exfoliating, if you will. And there's a lot of jokes about people having tails and all that sort of thing. We like to laugh, but actually it seems to be a pretty healthy process.